Hello and welcome back, and thank you for being here, coming away from those other alternatives and making your way here. It's a very special topic and very relevant to our future. And it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, consciously and subconsciously. And I think we all do, you know. I think this planet is so much a part of us, but we take it so much for granted. And in our healing process with ourselves, it's only natural that the elements, nature, the animal kingdom, situations, they're all going to benefit from that, the vibration. As we change, as we heal, as we come into our own power and our own light, it's inevitable that all of this will be affected. But I'm not sure if sometimes we really believe that. That if we're sort of staggering from one point to the next and trying so hard to be perfect, to be good Brahmins, to be Baba's instruments on this earth, you know, we take on so much. And that's why I think it does get a bit serious sometimes, and we feel a bit burdened or a bit heavy or a bit a bit inadequate. But while we're going through this process, the nature, the world, and the extension of whatever we is in that world, all living creatures, from plants and animals to the atmosphere, the clouds, the wind, the rain, the animals, all of it is crying out, is saying enough. You can see this strong wind that seems to be developing. It's an unusual thing, this wind that sort of suddenly springs up, and you go, wow, we don't normally get wind at this time of the year. And you can feel that it's really getting very impatient with us as a human, as human beings. But we are the ancestor souls, and we are the custodians, we are the ancient ones. And we have this huge capacity that we're still learning about. We're still growing into. Now some are perhaps a little more aware than others. But the soul state is calling. The higher self, our higher self, our higher knowing is calling us to listen, is calling us to move into that greater consciousness. And in that state we'll find deeper peace and harmony with the self, with others, and with all things. You know, I've often thought that pain is a great friend. Whether it's emotional pain, or physical pain, or mental pain, disappointments, whatever source the pain comes from, pain is basically coming to visit you to say you can go higher in your consciousness. Pain is usually because we're seeing a situation or experiencing something on too low a level of consciousness. And because we have the capacity to be higher in our consciousness, and we know this, when we come down, we really feel this terrible sort of pain and heartache and emotions come in, and all this sort of, you know, volatile, we become angry or frustrated or sad, depressed. Our emotions go, the frequency of our emotions drops right down. Because we know in the deep, deep place of the soul and in the higher self that constantly calls us to come up, go higher. Because we know that, and we're not listening, or we don't know how to change it because of habits or attachment to that emotion, attachment to that situation, attachment to that pain even. We get identified by our pain. And so while we're going through all of these sort of processes and not taking the shortcut, but taking the long road to healing, nature is saying enough. The animals are so exhausted. They're so depleted. The energy is really falling very low. And I think for me, I really, really love animals. And I finally tune in to that animal energy. When I come to, it's better now, but in the old days, the dogs used to be very neglected. And I used to think, I'm going to give up my life and move here and save all the animals on Mount Abu. And now I always have things in my bag for the horses, I used to have things for the little puppies or the dogs that were starving, and now I also have things for the children, pomegranates or apples, but that's so limited. You know, they say, there's that old saying, don't give them fish, teach them how to fish, because that's how it will keep going on and on and on. And so we do little limited charity things to help the world. We celebrate Earth Day, or we celebrate gathering together to World Meditation Hour. But we need to start doing it on such a bigger scale. So I know that all of you are healers. I know you are. And I know you are. So how can we start to be more within that identity and hold on to it and develop it and grow it? How can we do that? How can we grow into that spiritual healing place that humanity and the world is calling for? This man here, Simon Barnes, wrote in the Royal Society magazine for the protection of birds. He said, we're all connected with each other and with all. And as we seek to save the world, so we get closer to saving ourselves. So it's that interconnection. So I'm going to sort of get us to investigate a little bit this afternoon in the short time. I mean, this is such a big topic, but as much as we've only got a short time together, it also could be covered in about 10 minutes, because it's that simple. You know, for some reason, maybe because we're old souls and we've journeyed through time and we've studied many things and we've looked into many areas for answers to our questions, maybe that's why we take long, long ways to... But it's really very, very simple. And I remember I left the body when I was about 18. And when I was out of the body and I could see my body in the chair, slumped in the chair, it was an illness I'd had since I was young, and I had an operation that didn't really, there was nothing more they could do, and sent me home to die, basically. It said my parents to take her home, and I did, but obviously I came back, as I wouldn't be standing here now. But while I was looking at my body in the chair, I remember thinking, I don't want to go back down there. It's hell down there. But I also remember thinking, why do we complicate everything so much? So in that space of clear consciousness, just the being of light and the being of conscious energy, I remember this very one clear thought of, why do we complicate everything so much? Because if it's too complicated, we forget. So I think we're going to go through some processes this afternoon, but really all it is us with an intention to heal. Simple, number one, an intention to heal self, others, situations, animals, plants, trees, the elements. And drawing on Baba's energy, we don't have to do a thing. We don't have to do anything. All we have to do is get out of the way. We ask Baba and we become the instrument. And he does the rest. When we feel we have to do it, we get burdened, we get exhausted, we get complicated. And I met in one of my first meetings with Baba, I was Bap Dada, and I was living in the centre, running the centre, and I sat in front of Bap Dada, and he looked at me for quite a while, and then he said, "Ek, ek, ek. One, one, one. You remember the one, and the one will look after the ten. If you try and look after the ten, you'll get exhausted." So it's taken me, only in this past year, have I really started to feel I'm living that more. I have nearly exhausted all my supplies trying to help or trying to be, trying to give, trying to in service, all sorts of things in this world, thinking, oh, I have to be there, I have to do this, I have to. And all he is saying to us is, you remember one, and one looks after the ten or more. All we have to do is get out of the way. And Karan Karavanhar, I think, is probably one of my favourite relationships with Baba. I think Karan Karavanhar is extraordinary. Baba does through us and he does through others. And you can feel it when someone is actually, when Baba's working through someone. You know they don't know that that's exactly what you need at this point in time. They don't know that, but they have said something, they have done something, they have, as Belinda said the other day, they suddenly a book comes or the right person comes right in that moment. And so if we have the intention to stay tuned in, to remember the one and let the one look after the ten, then he can come through and do his work through us as instruments. So vibration is a really interesting concept. And even Janti Ben said this morning, you know, she was very, very sick, had lost her voice, and then she started to look into vibrational medicine. Niall was saying too about the vibrational medicine of plants, of flowers, of the lotus flower, the essence of the lotus, the bark flowers, the flowers like the little tiny white star of Bethlehem flower, which is really helps the soul energy with shock. It's the vibrational energy, and that's what we all are. That's what connects us. That's animals. The animal kingdom are very, very attuned to vibrational energy. They sense you. They sense that they're quite suspicious of the human being, because animals know that we are predators. So they pick that up. But when, as a Brahman, your frequency, your vibrational energy changes so much that they go, well, you are in a human form, and yet your vibration is different. In Australia, we have these little animals called possums, and they are indigenous to Australia. They're in the same category as a kangaroo, but they're about this big, and they have a little pouch, and they have a little baby in the pouch, and they're mammals, and they're sort of soft little sort of fur, and the ring-tailed ones have a ring-tail that wraps around the tree. The branch of the tree and holds them on, and they have great big eyes so they can see in the dark, and these little ears and this funny little nose, and they've got this funny little face that looks out at you like this, and they are so sweet and so non-violent, and all they eat is leaves and flowers and berries and fruit and things like that. Much to people tend to hate them because they eat their flowers or eat their trees, so they either try and kill them or. But they're supposed to be protected as wildlife. But in where I live, there's some in the garden. And I became friends with them. And I'd go out into the garden with banana or some dates dipped in honey. Spoil them. And I'd go like this. And one always appeared and would be like the one that would see, am I safe? And it would be out on the branch and it'd go, and it'd actually reach out like this. And it was sensing my aura. It was sensing my energy to see if I was safe. And that was a number of years ago. It gradually, the friendship developed where I would hold a bit of banana up into the tree at night and this little hand would come and hold my finger and take the banana and eat the banana with this little tiny, tiny paw that was no bigger than my little fingernail, really. And it would hold it. And sometimes it would come down and sniff my head. So I would put my head down and it would come and it would sniff my head. And one night, this little tiny tongue just went... Now some people would go, ooh, but it's an animal. Ooh, that's how... The exchange of vibration between us was so humbling. It was so beautiful. I said to this little possum one night, thank you for being my friend. We can learn so much from each other. And then I said to it, actually, I don't know if there's a lot you can learn from me. But I could learn a lot from you. And so then there was always four, a family of four, and they would know when I'd come out into the garden. And yet someone visited the house once who was a meat eater, a non-Brahmin, came and visited, said, oh, look, there's a possum there. Oh, and went out and they ran because the vibration was different. And so the animal kingdom tends to feel, they're very finely tuned. And yet we ship them off in trucks to be, you know, slaughtered and killed just for our own satisfaction and gratification. So there's a whole world out there, even in you go into an ancient forest, an old forest, you can feel the vibration, the trees almost are looking at you, the energies, the spirit of the... So we are all connected. And as one changes, the others change. It's a kind of a roll-on effect. And because we are Brahman souls and we have that very direct link to the greatest healer of all healers, which is God, Supreme Soul, Shiv Baba, whatever title you want to give that, we can put any name on it, Allah, any name, doesn't matter. But the fact is that energy is constantly there. He said, I never turn away from you. The sun never turns away, but you can turn your back and all you see is your shadow. That is always there. And so what I would like is for us just to have a bit of a conversation around what actually is vibration. Do we understand what it is? Do we understand what vibration actually means? So I'd like you to turn to someone, either as someone that you've connected with and you feel comfortable with, maybe in Sarah's compassionate exercise, or someone new, doesn't matter, someone that's next to you, or someone you want to get up and walk up to the back and find someone new. Sit with one or two or three of you, and just have a little discussion around. Let's see if we can understand what vibration actually is. Can we identify? Can we name it? All right, so let's just have 10 minutes, you know, between us, okay? Just to have a discussion around vibration. So find someone that's just nearby or right up the back. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion still going on. It's interesting, there's a vibration in the room. There's an energy happening in the room. And in some areas the energy is a little bit, I don't know what we're doing and what's happening here, but what can we just share a few, two or three points of what, just make sure this is on, of what some of the... It came up that a vibration is energy, but that's just a kind of like a, see if I can, hello, can you turn this one up? It's a kind of like a generalisation, and this is what we tend to do, we simplify everything. I'm not sure if it's on yet. We simplify everything. We go, oh, well, it's energy. Oh, it's meditation. Oh, it's Shiv Baba, or it's yoga. Do we really know what any of it is? And yet it's so much a part of who we are. Do we know what love is? Do we know what, you know, do we understand what healing really is? Or is it all just a concept? And I think that's why Baba says about churning. You've got to churn stuff. You've got to think about it. Use your intellect. Grow wiser. Earn the right. Don't just take it from the daddies and the diddies and Baba and the Merleys and everything and just, you know, be a parrot. He's going, think about it. Who are you and what is it and what is vibration and what is vibrational energy? So what came up was that, is that on, Sarah?
Yes, it's on.
Oh, great. Would anyone want to just share? And we'll just get a conversation happening a bit about this.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
My name is Anil from the Netherlands. We talk about vibration and we all agree that you have positive and negative vibration.
Yeah.
For example, if you go to inside a church, you will always...
I'll just slow it down a little for the translators.
Oh.
So you're saying there's positive
and negative.
There's negative vibration.
Yes. And if you go inside a church or a temple or a place like Munduban, you will always feel the positive energy. You can feel it.
Mm.
Vibration in your body. That's one kind of vibration. The other kind of vibration...
So temples, churches, any place, sacred place...
Yes.
...has a higher vibration.
Also a place like Mount Abu.
Yeah.
Because you have here a lot of people full with love, and they are sending only positive energy.
Yeah. And filled with love.
Filled with love, yes.
Mm.
That is why you have the positive energy. One other side I brought in was the vibration of colors.
Mm. Colors, yes.
For example, if you start with your lecture, with your slide, then the light here will go turn on red.
Mm.
Why red? And the basic seven colors, they have their own vibration. And that was my input, beside of the other positive energy.
So the colors all have their own vibration. And the colors of the chakras too, the energy fields of the body.
If you see, for example, the sunlight.
Yeah.
The light has seven colors inside it. That is why it's... We can see through it, all the seven colors. And it's not by accident that those seven colors are exactly the same seven colors as your main chakras.
Mm,
and
that's
every,
right.
And
the
every
rainbow.
Color has their own vibration.
Yes.
And
but the healing power of the organs also.
Oh, of course. And with the vibration, you can heal also a lot of illness.
You can heal a lot of illness through colour vibration.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and sound vibration.
Sound
itself.
Vibration also.
Okay,
yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you
yes,
so much
thank you.
For sharing that. Excellent. Well, who else had some thoughts different to that on what vibration?
Good evening. Good afternoon. I'll try to speak in English.
Okay.
We're talking about this energy or vibration. And we feel that vibration is not only related to project some light or project some thought. It's not only in the mind. Energy and frequency in healing are related to another two things. First, feelings.
Mm.
They are directly connected to the feelings. Not so imagine a light being projected and Baba's light, but we have to put, or you are putting your feelings.
Mm.
Another thing is, we can call it, let me see here, word. Empathy.
Yes.
Empathy with the topic or the person or the thing you are trying to heal or project your energy. So there's a thought, the images, and you can see or... But you have to have some kind of empathy, and your feelings are there as well.
Yes. So feelings is an interesting, because we'll talk in a little minute about the subtle energy bodies, and the emotional body is one of them. And it's an interesting thing, this, because we do put our energy, we do put our own energy, we do put our feelings in energy in the form of our feelings in, but it's not always sustainable if there's a lot happening and we are trying to do some healing on some situation or person that we feel a negative feeling towards, or who has a negative feeling towards us. So it's, that's where we have to kind of get out of the way. But the intention, the feelings and the intention is what we put forward. The intention is for mercy, empathy, and the healing of that situation or that emotion, really, that I have. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah.
I just wanted to echo the positive healing power energy with an example. About 2 years ago, we had there was an accident that happened where a young man was pushed on the oncoming traffic on the train in UK, and I think those who are from UK may know of this case. And every bone of his body was broken. It was about 3 weeks he was in coma, and then when he came round, he was in induced coma for another two weeks. In those 5 weeks, we mobilized a whole community of more than 900 to 1,000 people to just send good vibrations, positive vibrations. And when he came round, he mended his own bones. Even the doctors in London Hospital were saying they don't quite know why or how this happened. And except for a few bones, most of his bones, long bones, short bones, were all healed. Mm. And it's just a practical example of positive healing vibrations
mm.
that so many people collectively sent to him. I wanted to share that, leaving examples of good vibrations at work.
Yes, that's a one, and it is very important to have those practical examples, because otherwise it's all theory, and we have to be able to bring it down into, it's like it becomes all mystical or magical, and we have to be able to anchor it into those experiences. Yeah, we'll have one more. Yes.
Je vais parler en français parce que l'anglais c'est un peu difficile pour moi. Nous vivons dans un monde où il y a la mixture de populations.
We live in a world where there are many populations that are mixed together.
Alors, avec ça, il y a la rencontre des gens de différentes couleurs. Ça crée aussi des vibrations positives ou négatives, et souvent ça crée des chocs tellement importants que il y a même des guerres pour cela.
And this mixity of people of certain colors mixing with other people of other colors, it sometimes creates such a reaction that in some places we've seen that wars were resulting out of that. That's what she wants to share.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Yes, and that the difference, this is why sometimes we don't like differences, because it creates the vibration starts to, like in an orchestra or in music, the vibration starts to, Niall in his conversation with Janty Ben and Valerian was talking about sympathetic resonance. So that we have this, when we there are some people that we really like being with, because we have this similar resonance, and other people we just stay away from because their vibration doesn't feel good, and yet we feel that if I stay away from them, I won't be affected by them. But it's how strong are we in our own vibrational energy? How much am I aware of my vibrational energy? How much am I aware that my vibration and the level of the frequency within my vibration and where it's sitting is going to change my emotions, my moods? Depression can be that I am not owning my own energy. I'm giving it out. I'm allowing people or other vibrations to walk in and affect me, and then I'm giving out. It's like having an open wallet and saying, come, you can take my money, take as much as you want. I'll share it. And our energy is like a bank account. We can't just keep giving it away. We have to audit. Every now and again we have to audit my vibration and my energy, the power. How am I being affected? Where am I putting my energy? My thought energy, my physical energy, my emotional energy. Where am I putting this energy? And is it just going out of me? Because when we get depression and we get very exhausted, it can really be from a depletion of our power, and then our vibration falls down. Our vibration comes, it's like consciousness. Vibration comes really from consciousness. That the vibrational energy is the consciousness. And the higher your consciousness, like when you have really good meditation, you feel light, you feel full of light, you feel your frequency, your vibrational energy goes very much higher. When you're feeling hatred and anger and really like just all the negative, it drops zoom on the scale. It goes from 700 to 1000, which is the highest. God's energy, vibration is the highest frequency. If you could see it, and you can, you know, there are cameras now that show frequency and vibration. You can read vibration. And when you get into the very low basic emotions of anger and greed and hatred and jealousy, it goes shoom. And your energy just goes out of you. Yes. 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 So energy attracts energy. You do. And you think, why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening? And people, you know, sometimes people will stay away from you because your vibration isn't so great. You know, you can walk into the room and you can feel when the vibration. So what about frequency? Is frequency the same as vibration? Is it similar? Is frequency the end result of vibration? Just have a little talk about that for a minute. How is frequency connected to vibration? Just go back into you. Yes, please. Yes. Yeah. So if your frequency is stressed and it's no harmony. Yeah. Just have a little conversation around frequency and how it relates to vibration. Frequency. What's your experience of frequency? Have you felt frequencies? Have you experienced it? Okay. Just finish up what you're talking about, because it'd be nice to hear in the bigger group. What was the difference? Was there any difference between frequency and vibration? Was there any difference? Okay. So, does someone want to come and get this microphone? And Valerian's here. What was there a difference between frequency and vibration, and what is it?
Movimiento vibratorio existe y lo que diferencia son las diferentes frecuencias, pero todo se mueve a diferente velocidad.
Everything that's alive is actually vibrating, but all the different things that are alive have a different frequency, and this frequency is determining the kind of speed with which the vibrations moving.
Gracias a la diferencia de frecuencia puede existir la música, si no, no existiría.
And thanks to this difference in frequencies, music can exist. There wouldn't be any music if there weren't any differences in frequencies.
Hello, I think frequency is the measurement of the vibration. And there are with different frequencies that they cure people. I was taking homeopath drops with
homeopathic
frequencies.
Homeopathic.
Yes. Drops with frequencies.
And yes.
They can cure.
That's right.
Thank
and
you.
It can alter the frequency of your body, and then the vibration changes.
Hi, I'm Shanti. I think frequency is a means of communication as well, and it sort of brings about harmony if we are on the same frequency, and a lot of, you know, the opposite when we're not on the same level, where we misunderstand each other.
Yes. So when we're vibrating on the same frequency, we're actually understanding each other. Yes, interesting.
Well, it is a question, yeah? Question is that because sound wave produce, you know, that's frequency, we measure it in frequency, but then you also have audio sounds, you measure them in frequency. Radio waves is another frequency, so I kind of wonder, it is the vibration, or is that different?
Yeah. So, is that vibration, or is it different? There's an answer here, from the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands?
It's a measurement.
Yes.
Are you answering the question?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got different kind of vibrations, and measured in frequency. As the sister said, you have frequency for light, for radio, for X-ray, and one side of the spectrum, the frequency is being used in hospital for cancer, for X-rays, MRI, etc., etc.
Okay.
And the other side, they are using it for communication. For mobile phones,
yes,
for
Wi-Fi.
Radio, etc.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
The frequency.
Okay. I saw her, and then I come back to you.
We have two more people.
Yeah,
two more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aquí en el plano físico, la vibración de nuestra energía tiene fluctuación a través de nuestros pensamientos. Si mis pensamientos son positivos o negativos, voy a vibrar de acuerdo a esa sintonía y voy a tener estados buenos o malos de acuerdo a lo que piense. Entonces, el chequeo de mis emociones quiere decir cómo estoy pensando, ¿no? En el plano físico, cuando el alma sufre la fluctuación. Cuando conectamos con Baba, esa fluctuación desaparece porque conectamos con la energía suprema que es siempre estable. Y
so what she's saying is that when we're in a certain frequency inside, for instance, if we're in a state of negativity, our vibrations would be according to that. So if you imagine Baba, he's in the highest frequency, so then the vibrations are in that according to that kind of frequency.
Yep. So Baba's in the highest frequency of all.
Entonces,
the highest vibration.
Con esa conexión, con esa energía de Baba, que es pureza, mi mente y mis pensamientos también comienzan a actuar de otra forma, porque cada vez que meditamos, armonizamos las ondas electromagnéticas del cerebro, los pensamientos se calman y puedo direccionar mi mente a pensar positivamente.
Thank you. So every time I manage to connect into Baba's purity and elevated, then it is affecting my own mind, my own thought, and I start to vibrate in that kind of frequency myself. So my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings are
redirected through that experience.
Yes, that's where I was working towards.
I think most of you know kinesiology.
Yes.
And it's working with...
Kinesiology, everyone knows kinesiology?
Reiki? Yes, it's measuring the tension of the muscles, but not the physical. It's the influence of frequency of emotions on the muscle level. So you can hold, for example, your arm, if it's tested, you can measure if something is influencing you in a positive or negative way. And one has made a whole scale, and it's of emotions. And that's very interesting because the highest is peace and the lowest is death.
Yeah.
And guilt and shame is just
very low.
Yeah, very low. No emotion anymore.
Yes,
and courage is the first one on the positive level. So that's why Baba says one step of courage, then he can help.
Yes, one step of courage.
But if it's on this level, he can't do anything.
Yes.
And the world is wavering on this frequency, this level, negative.
So fear is very low down there also. Fear.
We have one brother from Korea who wanted to share something as well.
Lovely, Korea.
간단하게 이야기해서 가수들이 노래를 할 때 그 노래가 어느 오르간에서 오는지 우리가 24오르간 예를 들면 성이라든가 스프링이라든가 그것을 좌우를 하면은 그 체크해가지고 예를 든다 하면은 이 우리 몸에 있을 때 이 하트라 하면은 굉장히 파워라든가 이런 걸 나타내는데 그로 인해서 생기는 건 문제점이 생기면은 그 성을 노래하는 사람을 그 가사를 갖다 노래를 틀어놓고 이 마인드 포인트라든가 액션 포인트라든가
So he's talking about singers when they sing depending on the tone I think what he means is the sound is of course different and it's connected with the organs of the body.
So sound is connected with the organs of the body. Is that what he's saying? The tone in the voice vibrates.
His voice comes from tongue. Tongue vibration, then his voice. We use his voice.
Yeah, the voice.
Healing the tongue. Yeah, healing.
Yep.
Yeah, point at some point.
Yes. Yes, we understand.
So, I don't understand what he means by tongue, but... Tongue.
Tongue. Okay. Voice, the vocal cords vibrating.
Anyway, the voice is used for healing for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. The voice is used for healing.
We have this sister that has been raising her hand.
Yeah,
and
one more. And then
I just wanted to add to what the gentleman said. It's a vibration. So we have all the vibration, but also all the chakras, they vibrate with different sounds, and those different sounds are used for healing each of the chakras.
Mm.
But I just wanted to say that I've heard that the frequency for love is around 500 or 530 or something.
Mm, right up, yes.
Yes, and there is a chord in the music that produces exactly that sound, and when you hear that music with a particular sound, you know, you feel so good, etc. And this is where it is touching your heart, you feel love.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, it's a really, really interesting topic because we have the chakras, which are those energy fields that vibrate and move, and when they're stuck, like Janti Ben was saying when she had that argument with that person on the phone and hung up, what? And she was upset with herself because the way she spoke to this person, what shut down? Her throat. And what's there? Throat chakra. Here. Which is communication. and the color there is blue. So it's a really interesting thing that the chakra can actually stop. And so it's an energy field in the body. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and think, oh, you know, I can't meditate or I feel really heavy. The heart, the crown chakra here is that the energy is not moving. Then we have the meridians also, which are like little rivers of energy that go through all the body. And this was all very vibrational energy, and the frequency of nature, whether it was in healing or whether it was with the animal kingdom or whether it was with nature and the elements, the indigenous cultures of this earth through time have worked very, very closely with this. I've worked with the indigenous Aboriginal elders in Australia and up in the north of Australia. And that's all about the world and frequency and vibration. They read you as soon as you walk into their world. They will cooperate with you, but they know you, and they will kind of what we call humour you. They will, you know, go, okay, you're like this. But they know you. They read you. Because they read your vibrational energy. They read the frequency that you are vibrating on. And so they are, and for them, the earth, Mother Earth, the animal kingdom, the sky, the rocks, the plants, everything they have a relationship with, and the indigenous, the American Indians, the right through all the cultures that we have from your country, there would have been an indigenous culture that vibrated naturally with the vibrations of this earth. And because of cities, the industrial revolution, machinery, mass producing, meat eating, changes the frequency, the vibration, you know, meat eating changes, alcohol, the spirit in alcohol. You know, it changes the frequency. We've moved away with processed food. We've moved away from the frequency. That's why Baba says cook in remembrance. It changes the frequency of the food. We give the food drishti in order to change the vibrational energy before we eat it. But we don't know really why we're doing a lot of this. It becomes habit. It just becomes something we do, but we don't really know why we're doing it and what we're doing. And so the only way we can really change and for it to become more natural and more aware, waking up, Baba has woken the intellect. We will never be the same again because he's opened our intellect to higher frequencies, to higher vibrations. And when we don't tune into it, we can get very depressed or the self-esteem can go down. And we already have, as a human beings that have come from the highest to the lowest, our self-esteem is already a little bit shaky. So we have to mind it. We have to work with it. And we have to constantly be mindful and aware of how am I? How am I going? Where is my energy going? What is my vibration? If I am drained, if I'm exhausted and tired, it means my energy is going somewhere. And we think sleep will fix that. Well, sleep, okay, can give you a certain amount of, and sleep is very necessary, but it also can be limited. If the thinking wastes so much energy, if the vibrational level of the thinking is sending out a negative frequency, it's going to exhaust me. So I have to constantly be aware and be responsible. If I do want to be a healer, if I do want to heal this planet sincerely, really, not just make it a topic of conversation and entertainment, if I really want to, then what do I need to do? What do I need? How can I keep checking myself? Maybe with traffic control, Baba has put traffic control in, and we stand there and we wait for the music to finish. If we're in a service role or we're on our way somewhere and then the music finishes and we move on. Maybe if we can't remember Baba in that time, we do a check. How am I in that moment of traffic control? Even if you just tune into yourself every now and again during the day, Where is my energy going? You check. I quarantine my thoughts as much as I can now. I see a negative thought coming in. I know it's not going to serve me, and I quarantine it. I put it into quarantine. Certain emotions. A bit of a, oh, disappointment comes up. A bit of a, oh, because someone has hurt me. So I feel it. I try and quarantine it at that level. Not bring it too much into my vibration, my energy level. Because once it's in there, it's harder to get rid of. But as long as we are human, we are still going to feel those human feelings, those humans, but we can start to concentrate and discipline to quarantine anything that is not serving us. Yeah.
How do you change the thought?
Well, you quarantine it first. You know what quarantine means? Like you put, like a, if someone has got a flu, they will put them in hospital in quarantine so they don't affect anyone. And so you take, as soon as the seed of the thought starts to come, catch it and put it in quarantine. And then it loses power. It loses vibration. The vibration goes down. As soon as we start thinking more and more about it, and then we take it into our feeling body, so we've taken it from the mental into the emotional, eventually it will start to affect the physical, which will make me exhausted, you know, and drain me. It's a really, yeah. It is. We're with Brahmins and we have this karmic account. We have karmic accounts with everyone because we're old souls. But how do we heal that? How do we repair an old karmic account? Baba's telling us again and again and again, but has anybody got any? Yeah, we have to sort of freeze it. We have to try and freeze it, quarantine it as well. So we recognize it and we understand it. Yeah, you just freeze it. You also be aware of what that effect is having on me. That person, so I can learn. Because we are students. We've come into a spiritual university. What does that mean, a spiritual university? We're students learning to understand the spirit, and we're learning to understand the effect that outside karmic accounts have very strong vibrational energy. Old frequencies that I can't even identify where it's come from and why am I feeling like this. So I have to be awake, I have to be aware, I have to look at it. Sometimes when I have been in a strong karmic exchange of energy, because that's what it basically it is, it's an exchange of energy, I've had to say, or I've had to think to myself, put the pause button on, like you do on a DVD or a piece of music. You put the pause button on, you go, okay, what's happening here? And with this person, I used to say, as it was getting, the heat was coming, the more and more, and you start to not even, you can't even think straight, because the vibration is going so much in your head that the heat in the body is starting to heat up. So go, hang on, can we put the pause button on here? I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Or can we talk about this? Or you say, I need to just go to the toilet and we'll continue this conversation. You remove yourself. The toilet is always a good excuse. You can just say, look, I really want to talk about this with you, but I just need to go to the toilet first and I'll be back. By the time you come back, the frequency has changed. But if you stay in there, it just builds and the frequency starts getting, you know, and we're all, if you could see us, we're standing there going, yes, I'm Shanti sister, yes, but then this is all happening and we wonder why we get exhausted. So if I say, okay, I really want to discuss this. This is very interesting. Yes, I know. Yep, I'll look at my partner, but I just need to go to the... By the time you come back, okay, what were we saying? Oh, it's too late now. I was very, very new in Gyan and I moved into a bhavan with 7 sisters and they all had problems. 7 of them. One used to go out and have a cigarette.
and come back. We were all trying so hard. We tried so hard, but we all had accounts with each other. And there was one sister in particular, and she wanted to be Bhavan in charge, but I was. And she used to knock on my door late at night. Sister, I need to speak to you. Oh, no. And this girl was older than me, and she had very significant problems. And I'd say, okay, I'll see you downstairs in Baba's room, and I'll just go to the bathroom first, and we'll talk in Baba's room. And so I'd go into the bathroom, and I'd say to Baba, I'm here because of you. Okay? I'm only here because there's no way I would live with all these sisters if it wasn't for you. So if there's a problem here, you have to be here for me, okay? You have to help me here. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to speak to her. I don't know how to handle this kind of anger. You have to be there. Okay? Is that a deal? Flush the toilet. Come out and go, okay, so, and Karan Karavanha and the frequency of tuning in, of asking for that healing, asking for that help, change the vibration. Not, maybe not as much in her as me. My fear, my panic, my uncertainty of how to handle this vibration calmed. I felt Baba was with me. I wasn't alone. I was safe. And it calmed. Sometimes I would not talk about these things in the house. I would say, let's go for a walk. By changing the vibration, not discussing something that is really difficult in that person's room or in the house or in their power zone, you say, we'll go walking in nature. Now, nature has a beautiful capacity to... Nature looks at us and goes, these human beings, why do they complicate everything so much? Pardon? Illness comes. Illness comes when we don't try and be different and change it. Yes. Because she's getting very old also. But her cancer is dormant. Her cancer in her spine has been there for a long time, but it's quiet. And so her future calls her also. All our future calls us, and we never know when. I think it was Belinda that said, healing does not necessarily mean a cure. So healing can be the soul coming to some form of peace and harmony within. It's that humility of illness. It's the humility of aging. You know, if I could transcend, I wouldn't be aging. Didi Nirmala says to me, you've got so many wrinkles now. So I have to say, well, I'm getting old. You know, she still sees me as the young girl that she knew when I came into Gyan. It's the humility of aging. It's the humility that we get from illness. It's the humility that comes from settling karmic accounts. We have to be very humble because it's the purification process. It's the transformational process. And we have to be very humble in the face of nature and animals and the service. It's basically us getting out of our own way so we can serve humanity. It's time. The time, Baba said a long time ago, time for the self is finishing. The world needs us. So how long do we need? How much? And if you are fairly new in Gyan, that's no excuse. You are a wise old ancestor soul who has travelled through time. You know a lot already. You've just come here for completing a lot of your apprenticeship in this world. So use, Niall said today, don't walk away from what brought you to the door in the first place of Baba's house. The wisdom, the unique quality that makes you, that God knew in you and needs in you for this time in history. Not 20 years ago or 30 years, there's something in you that is needed right now. So when I first started meditating, I actually used to try really hard. I didn't know what meditation was. I used to try so hard that I'd almost break out in a sweat. And I hated it when it was time for drishti. We'd all be sitting there in meditation in the morning. I'd think, oh no. And I didn't know really how to meditate. I'd finished the course, but I was sitting there and I'd think, oh, and Brother Charlie was in Sydney at that time. He gave me the course and he would be leading meditation. And I'd think, oh no, he's looking at the person next to me and I'm next. And he's going to know that I'm not meditating. He'll know. Because it'll be obvious. And I used to feel quite ashamed that I didn't. And I used to be trying so hard. You know, I'd go, Charlie said to me once, Chrissy, you go cross-eyed when you meditate. So I'd be trying to get that kind of, you know, avyat feeling. So I'd, and then everything was sort of blurry. Well, no wonder it was blurry because I was cross-eyed. And I remember really going into almost a panic one day when the drishti was coming close to me and I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do? What am I And then I said to myself, Chrissy, at least you're here and you're doing your best. And just with that consciousness, I'm here and I'm doing my best, I let go. I relaxed and I went zzzup into this. I suddenly was not aware. I wasn't thinking, how do I meditate? I just was meditating because I stopped trying so hard. And when we try so hard, our whole frequency shuts down. Our vibration shuts down and Baba can't come in. We can't connect and he can't come into you because we're trying so hard to be perfect or to be a good yogi or to be a meditator. When I first arrived here, I was so exhausted from the travel. I said to Amrit Vela, you know, I'll just have to sit here and you have to do it. You have to do it. So I just sat there and let Baba be the surgeon, be the whatever. I turned up at Amrit Vela and I let him work and sure enough his light came into me. But when I try too hard, I put a block. And yeah, it blocks it. And basically what I learned in that meditation state was that Baba's frequency is so beautiful. And so when I meditate now, I'm not very good at visualizing. I don't do the visual thing. What I try and do is tune in to his frequency. And there are times in the very early morning in Madhuban, the frequency is so powerful and the vibration that comes from that is going out. I was at the silence retreat down in ORC, Shanti Retreat Centre near Delhi, last week I think it was. And but day by day, the vibrational energy just became so strong. The frequency became, as we meditated more and had more and more silence, the vibration was extraordinary and the unity that came, even though most of us didn't know each other, we never spoke to each other, sometimes didn't even speak the same language, there was a web of connection through the silence and the love and the respect and the unity, the closeness. We were like, we'd sit in the dining room and no one would speak, but we felt close to each other. And it was so beautiful. The frequency all became harmonious. We all started moving on the same vibrational. So when we sat in meditation, it was very easy to connect to Baba's higher frequency because our frequency was going up also. So that's where transformation happens. That's where the soul is cleansed. That's where all the stuff, all the rubbish that the soul carries starts to be healed, if that's a word we want to put it, starting to be healed and cleansed, and then it starts to vibrate out into the world. And we don't have to do anything except take responsibility for the vibrational energy I am creating. The frequency that I am contributing to this world. Am I putting light, the frequency of light out there? Or am I contributing to the dark? How do I manage my fear? How do I manage panic? How do I manage anxiety? All those low frequencies. There has to be an antidote. And that's where, as students in a spiritual university, we have to research. We have to look around. What suits me? What is good for me? Is vibrational medicine good for me? Is the mixture of vibrational medicine and allopathic medicine good, the vibration between the two? Is exercise important for me, for my frequency to go up? Is singing really good for me? Om, when the brother from Korea was talking about the voice, I was thinking, and the rabbi said last year, he chants Om 5 times now after, around Amrit Vela. And he feels it's helping him with his health, the whole vibration of Om, Om. When the body, the skeleton all vibrates, it actually has a huge healing capacity. So what is it? You need to do some research of what is it. It's too big to cover here in the short time that we have. But there's some amazing, amazing capacity now to heal in the world. You've got the kinesiology we spoke about. You've got Reiki. Reiki is that transference of that. It's all intention. So what is your intention as a Brahmin? Why are we here? Why are we here? Is it because I like the food and the people are really nice? They have a great conversation and the scent is lovely and I'm a bit lonely at home. You know, so we all have different reasons. But underlying it all is that you are an amazing soul. No matter what you think, why you're with Baba and why you stay with Baba. So I would like to just have a quick look at the subtle energy bodies, because Baba's frequency has trouble coming through sometimes. Now this is a simplified version. We've got the spiritual body, which is on the outside. We've got the mental body, which is next here. We've got the emotional body and the etheric body, and of course the physical. So the physical is what we think we are generally. Most people tend to think they are the physical body. The organs and the bones and the blood and most people tend to think that's what we are. But we are actually all these bodies and they all vibrate on different levels. I'll just show you another slide around this one, which is a really much more complex one. And I can put the other one back for you if you want. But what I love about this one is that it shows the higher light coming in at the very top through the top chakra. And here, over here, would be Baba. So you've got all the light, the universal light, the strength coming in. But what the interesting thing is here, we've got the physical body and then we've got the auric body around here, which is only just sort of like a very fine energy field, which is sort of stickily attached to the body. Now Baba always said, 6 feet. Stay away, you shouldn't get closer than 6 feet. He used to say that in the old days, didn't he? He'd say 6 feet, stay the distance of 6 feet. That's probably about the width the energy body. So we've got, what happens, the interesting thing is what happens is it was sometimes we get stuck in the mental body, which is here, and then we've got the emotional body, which is about here. So the out here is the spiritual body, this body of light on the very outside here. So if we're stuck in our emotions, it's really hard for the light to come through. Not only our own higher self, which is coming from that higher chakra, the Brahman element above, that where the higher self is drawing us to a higher consciousness. We get stuck in an emotional body or a mental body, and then it starts to vibrate frequency into the physical body and we start to get sick. And especially because this energy can't come through and Baba's, the divine, universal, light energy is trying to come through.
So this is kind of an illustration in a way of how we need to heal those other bodies. Because sickness usually starts out here. By the time it's in the physical body, we've ignored the signals and the signs that are coming to us in our emotions, in our mental capacity. And down here is the earth, the energy from the earth. So if we're taking the energy of life and vibrational energy of the highest kind in, then we can start to feed it back into the earth as well. But also it goes up and it goes down. The energy of the earth feeds us a lot. Pankaja, who used to live in Madhubanji, he left the body, unfortunately, last year. I don't know if many of you knew Pankaja. She was down near the dispensary in Pandav Bhavan. But she used to love taking me into the garden next to Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'd walk in bare feet. She'd say, as soon as you arrive, come and walk on the grass in your bare feet. It will ground you. It will clear you. If you walk on the ground when you go to another country in bare feet, it connects you to the earth. It connects you to the frequency of that country. So nature, this is quite a, you can see these things for yourself. You can do this research for yourself if you're interested in the whole of who we are as a physical being, as a spiritual being, as an energetic being. And we struggle when this is the electromagnetic field right out here, which is the field that protects us. Our electromagnetic field protects us, but it's disturbed by Wi-Fi, mobile phones, or this sort of thing. So again, that frequency is thrown out. So our electromagnetic field is disturbed, and yet it's what protects us. So if it's disturbed, what is protecting us in that energetic field? And so when it's all vibrating in harmony, then Baba's energy can start to come through. So if you looked at animals and plants, they would be vibrating on a much higher frequency than we have the capacity for in the Iron Age at this point in history. So what I thought we might do is an exercise of, first of all, we all attune to a healing experience, and we will choose, first of all, we'll choose a person that we would, it might be someone who is unwell, it might be a person who we are having a difficult relationship with, it might be someone even that is no longer with us, it might be from the past, but a person who still exists in our life in a difficult way. It might be a situation, but we'll identify a person that we want to. It might be someone in service that we don't get on very well with, it might be someone we live with that we have that karmic account with that we were talking about. So what I'd like you to do is to sit comfortably in your chair, but and relax doesn't mean sort of slumped. So what we do is that we will sit with our feet on the floor so that we're grounded on the floor. You sit with your back right up, as far back up against the back of the chair as you can without your feet lifting off. Or if you can't do both, then you make sure you sit straight, but not with tension in the back. So this is what would, if we were to meditate with the intention of sending healing, because Baba says serve through the mind. So what does that actually mean? Serve through the mind. It's the same as what some healers would call distant healing. So distant healing is sending a vibration through time and distance. It can travel in a second. Baba says attitude flies faster than the fastest rocket. Faster than the fastest rocket. That's just an attitude or a thought. We still are trying to understand that. But if our if our intention is for one of healing in this situation, then that will travel through time and distance in a second. Baba can pick us up in a second. We can tune into Baba in a second. But first of all, we have to, if we were in a home environment or somewhere, you would make sure that the telephone is turned off, so there's no possibility of interruption, or there's that frequency is not coming in, so you wouldn't have it in the room with you. You might have a candle there to remind you of the light that we're bringing in. So if you can sit, you can close your eyes, you put your hands on your thighs with your palms facing up. Because what that is it's bringing in the energy into the palms of your hands. So closing your eyes, feel that your shoulders and your pelvis are not slumped into a kind of a curve, but there's an alignment with your neck and your back and your shoulders. They're relaxed but also strong. It's like a dignified way of sitting. The pelvis is straight and comfortable and sinking down into the chair, the hips sinking into the chair, but again, not just slumped forward or back. The feet are grounded on the floor, the hands are on the thighs. We're going to concentrate on our breathing to just feel the breath relaxing any tension, any emotions, any thoughts. The breath finds its way and carries them out of the body. So we're aligning to a greater sense of harmony with every breath in and every breath out is creating a calmer frequency, a peace and a stillness, focusing on the breath. Gentle breath, like the wind circulating through the body that is made up of the four elements that connects us to this earth, water, we're 75% water, the heat of our body, representing fire. We are made up of the four elements. The breath is like the wind. Our feet on the earth. Take your concentration, your focus into the palms of your hands. See if you can feel the energy vibrating in your hands. The energy circulating through the palms. It's an healing energy. That healing energy on a part of your body that has pain, that has tension, anxiety, that energy in the palms of your hands would transfer into the cells of the body. and the tissue and bring a greater healing and harmony into the self. But now we're going to ask Baba, God, Universal Light, to bring the light in through our crown chakra, the top of our head, and down through into our heart center, into the chest and the abdomen. The heart center around the chest. Baba's light, Baba's frequency, the highest frequency, is coming down through the top of the head, cascading over the head, the face, the back of the head, the shoulders, and settling in the heart chakra, the place of love, the place of love energy, the purest, gentlest, yet powerful energy of love. In front of us, at our feet, is a pool of light. As you sit there in the waterfall of Baba's light, a pool of light has formed in front of you, and in that light, place the person that you would like to send a healing energy vibration to. Place them in that pool of light. And in our mind, in our heart, we say to Baba, thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be a channel of healing. Send your healing light to this, you could call them by name. And then you move out of the way, you just sit quietly and let Baba, God, Divine Light, do the work of transporting his energy into that person you have placed in the pool of light. Healing vibration to transmit into that person. protected. You are safe. Because it is the divine light, the supreme light, that is doing the healing. You are the channel. You are one. One with the healing light. The light is being transferred into the subtle energy body of that person with empathy, love, the highest frequencies of compassion. Feel the energy withdrawing and becoming less strong. You can give thanks for that healing energy. Blessings to that person. If there was something you'd like to say, a prayer or meditation, commentary, something. Otherwise, come back into yourself. The pool of light is fading, is diminishing. That person, wherever they are in the world, has picked up that vibrational energy, that frequency. And it's inevitable that a shift has been made. The portal above your head where Baba's light was coming through is now closing. And you're coming back into the physical body. Move the hands and the feet on the earth. Feel the breath once more. Open your eyes in your own time. And let the body have a little stretch. It's as simple as that, really. All we do is we relax the body. And we tune in, and in that pool of light, we place a person, or an animal, a situation. It's a beautiful exercise to do for World Meditation Hour. You choose a country, or a group of people that are suffering. Oh, okay.